I just want to keep us in this beautiful atmosphere with God and the significance of the work of the cross. The cross is a very powerful, it will always have and always continue to have a powerful message. And this morning, I just want to lead you right to the cross. Sometimes this morning we come straight in, but I want to lead you to the old to understand the new. Sometimes the old and the new are all part of each other. And if we don't understand the old, we don't understand how nice it is when you've got the new. And this morning, as I want to lead you right to the cross, which has such great power and such a great price had to be paid at the cross this morning. It was not just come here and there was a significant price this morning that had to be paid at the cross. So what I would like to do this morning, I would like to start at the Old Testament, where it all began. And when we see how difficult and how hard it was in the Old Testament, we realize that what a pleasure, what a blessing we have this morning. The law of God was purely just to highlight. The law wasn't there, we would just continue. People would just continue, and they wouldn't do what God wanted. So the law was purposely there to show people, to say, listen, this is where you're going wrong. This is wrong. This morning, I want you to understand the message, and when I'm preaching, the enemy brings condemnation. Oh, look at you. You shouldn't be doing that. You shouldn't have done this. You shouldn't be that. That's condemnation. God brings conviction. He says, I'm not quite happy with that. You need to change that. There's a whole difference. So this morning, we're preaching the gospel according to the conviction of the Holy Spirit. Because we don't go out there in the world and we don't condemn people, but we allow the conviction of the Holy Spirit to show them this is the way you should be going. And if people feel condemned, well, tell it, move off, because it's not what God wants for you. God loves you. My children, when they do something wrong, I don't condemn them. They don't feel, they say sorry, and it's made well. A relationship between father and children and God and you is exactly the same. So you can't put yourself in a box, even though you've been saved how long. Don't put yourself in the box and get condemned this morning. So I'd like to go through with the whole message is with the law was purposely to highlight what sins, where you every sin of man. You could only go to God once a year. How many times do we sometimes lose it? We do the wrong thing. Once a year only could you actually go to God. You couldn't go directly like this morning. You wouldn't be tolerated in this area. You were not allowed to this point where we are now, beyond the veil, beyond. You were not allowed there once a year. And your sin, you would carry it the whole year. Whatever you've done for the whole year, you would be carrying it every day, every night, living with that sin, living in that condition, because the price hadn't yet been paid and you were still under the law. This is the people and the Christians under the law. And the law was also, if you did one thing wrong, that's it. You are stoned, you are killed, and the law demanded your life. This morning, I want to show you where the cross demands the grace. Under the grace this morning, we will not perish because of the grace of God. Under the law, it was so difficult to fulfill the complete law in every area of the law. If you just one thing wrong, that was it. You broke the entire law. You're guilty. That is so difficult. How many people know it's so difficult not to do something? And you just one error, just got angry one day of the year, you've broken the whole law. It was so, so, so difficult. And this morning, some of us still feel we're living kind of under the law, under the bondages, under the chains. But in actual fact, you should be living in God's grace. Each day, when we come here, even at your room and at your home, this cross is there. 24 hours a day, 365 days a year, the cross stands before us. I can go at any time of day or night, straight to the presence. This is not... this has cost a huge, huge, significant price. And this morning, I'm right here, and I don't have to go through the law. we see under the law, God had very, very strict standards of excellence. And to very, very, I'm going to read you some scriptures. It's so detailed, so precise, and to the, it was so extremely significant of how every single facet of the Old Testament was. This morning, we couldn't just come dressed as we felt. The priest had to be in a specific thing. And this morning, as we, the ark was made of acacia wood, and it was a specific size. The ark had to be overlaid in gold. Everything was in pure, pure gold. The significance, it's so God instructed, even to the very point of how the ark was to be made, the exact sizes of the ark, how each piece, I mean the finest of gold, the purest and the most refined gold, God was extremely, extremely intricate and extremely intense on anything he demanded. This morning, the cross is paid. This is in place of an ark. This morning, we're able to come directly to God. The tables made of wood, overlaid with pure, pure, pure gold. God's an extravagant God. God's a mighty God. He demanded the absolute finest, the very, very best. But the fact this morning, the very, very best was Jesus. He was the one this morning. He was the one. God doesn't do anything half-hearted this morning. He doesn't just say, oh, well, I'm trying to illustrate that God doesn't just dish up anything. Oh, well, you can just have this. God gives his very, he demands the very, very best. But he gave the very, very best. He gave his son. There's such a significance between the purity of the gold and everything that God had put there to the purity and the holiness of Jesus this morning. It's not just some small, it's when we understand the lampstands were, they had the finest craftsmen. It wasn't just, oh, well, you just go and put it together, or do you know how to do that? They used the finest of the craftsmen in all of the land. They said, you can just make that one item. God is extravagant. God is big. And God is excellent. The lampstand, out of pure, pure gold. The little leaves, the little pots, it had to be specially poured, specially made this morning. Nothing was just put together. It's God is an absolute God of tremendous excellence. And each thing had to be in its correct place this morning. It's absolutely extraordinary. It says the three cups were shaped like little almond flowers, the buds and the blossoms and the branches. Each one was carefully crafted and had to be made by hand and intricately put together. All of the just as one item that was in the Ark of the Covenant and in the tabernacle, the priestly garments. It wasn't just put on. It was the finest linen. It was the finest thing you could get in all the land. God brought the priest's garments in Exodus 39 from the blue and the purple, the scarlet and the yarn. They made the woven garments for ministry in the sanctuary. They also made sacred garments for Aaron as the Lord had commanded. I know the old is quite a bit ephod. They made ephod of gold and blue and purple and scarlet and yarn and the finest twisted linen. They hammered out the thin sheets of gold and cut strands to be worked into the blue and purple scarlet yarn and fine linen and worked the work of skillful hands. They made shoulder pieces for the ephod. Every part of the whole tabernacle is so intricately made this morning. Everything was correctly positioned. This morning, why am I going through the old? I'm trying to bring you to the new. This morning, we walk straight in the door, right to the very, very throne of Christ. We walk in this morning, right to the very throne. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit is right here this morning. We are walking right into the place where one high priest could go once a year. And that's it. We are all the royal priesthood coming this morning right to the very throne of God, right to his presence. And I just thank God this morning that the price. I'm going to bring you to a point. I'm getting to a point this morning of the significance this morning, absolute significance of the price that God has paid. And the old, I'm going to bring you right to this point right now. The burnt offerings. The Old Testament demanded, it demanded the blood of animals. It demanded this morning, it demanded that you would have to lay your hands on that animal, that animals had to be sacrificed. There had to be a sacrifice before the Lord. It had to be some offering. And this morning, that offering, I want to bring you to the greatest offering, and that was Christ Jesus. This morning, he offered the greatest offering. He offered the greatest price by his blood this morning. By the blood of Jesus, we're entering this morning, not by our blood, not by the blood of the lambs or goats or any offering. This morning, we didn't have to go outside of the church and kill animals, sacrifice animals just to come to church this morning. This morning, we come directly straight to God. We're not paying that price. Jesus has paid the price. We don't have to. This morning, we came in, but we didn't have to go through all that, even to get to the very point of just sitting in the chair, not even to this place, the holy place of God. This morning, we sometimes forget the significance of what we've actually been given. And we walk in and think, oh, great, we're going to have church. But do we realize the great price that's been paid that we this morning can have extreme freedom to come right to God, to come right to the throne, right to where Jesus is this morning? If we bring right to the throne of God, God is in the house, God is here, his presence, his anointing. And this morning, we don't have to offer up that animal. We don't offer up anything. We don't have to offer, because Christ Jesus has paid the entire sacrifice. He's paid the entire price this morning. There's no price that could be paid. Even the guilt offering, people were guilty. And who's done something wrong and you feel, I feel totally guilty. You know, that I shouldn't have done that. Whoa, I know that shouldn't have happened, but it's a guilt. Every offering had to be given, even the guilt offering. The sin, how easy sometimes the world and the things that go on in the world, it's so easy sometimes to make a mistake. This morning, I want to tell you, we don't have to carry that mistake. We carry far too much. We carry far too much. Every day we carry stuff. We're carrying stuff. We don't have to carry guilt. The problem is the cross has paid that price. We don't have to carry the guilt. We don't have to carry the shame, the condemnation, the guilt. I want to lead you to the most important this morning, that Father, God said, I need to pay that ultimate. I need to give the ultimate. I want to give my son this morning. I want to give my son. I want my son. I want to give him that he could pay the way, but there's great anguish. Often this morning you say, well, you don't know what I'm going through. You don't know the problems I face. You don't know, like this morning we heard in the prophecy, you don't know where I'm at. You don't know the hardships I face. We face cancer. We face all these tremendous things. I want to bring you to a high priest that's been through it. Jesus has been through every single thing. There's nothing this morning that Jesus has not been through, that you can say, well, you don't know what I'm going through. We can't say to God or to Jesus, well, you know, you don't know my life. You don't know what we go through. The world's changed. Things are different. No. Jesus, I want to bring you to the point where Jesus prays and he knows, I've got to pay this price. But the fact is, the point where Jesus goes to the garden and he's got to pay, he knows, I've got to pay this price. I'm going to take the entire sin of me and you, everyone this morning. I've got to take the sin. I've got to take this, and I've got to bear this. And I want to lead you to, with Jesus, as he's going out, in Luke 22:39, Jesus goes out to pray. This is his last night. He knows, I've got to take up this burden. And he's got all the pressure. Who knows, when you've been anxious, or you've got that thought, or you've got that pressure, or you've got that demand, or you're facing an obstacle that, how am I going to do this? My Father, the Lord Jesus, has been through it. He knows exactly this morning. He knows what's influencing. He knows what's affecting your life. And God's tired of people being hauled, chained. I can't get free of this. I want to be free. But they're held. They're still in these chains. They want to serve God. They're still hooked up. These boxes, this is, Christ is represented. We're in chains, some of us. God doesn't want this. These chains of shackles that want to hold us. One chain is one thing. Another chain's another thing. And eventually, before we know it, we're so chained that we don't have the freedom to come to God. Oh, well, let's go worship. I don't feel like worshiping. One chain is holding you back. Oh, well, you know, I really messed up. Another chain's trying to hold you back. This morning, I want to show you this is not what God's plan is. God's plan, the price, it was such a price. Jesus paid such a price this morning that we won't have to do this. We won't have to be held back. We won't have to be in bondage. There's stuff holding us back this morning. And God wants us to be free. He wants us to walk in the freedom and not to be held back. It doesn't matter immaterial what it is this morning. I want to lead you to the point where Jesus went out, as usual, onto the Mount of Olives, and the disciples followed him. On reaching the place, he said to them, "Pray that you will not fall into temptation." He withdrew about a stone throw away beyond them and knelt down and prayed, "Father, if you are willing, take this cup, the cup of every sin, everything that you or me will ever do wrong today. This cup, Lord, take it away if it is your will. But I will suffer for the people. I will pay the price that every person this morning can walk in freedom, that will be free, will be set free, will not be held in the bondage. Yet, not my will, but your will be done, Lord." An angel from heaven appeared to him and strengthened him, and being in anguish and prayer more earnestly, that to the point of sweating pure blood. The anxiety, the pressure, the doctors say that it's an extreme, absolute extreme anxiety that pushes you to the point of sweating blood, that he was tempted to the very, very point, but did not sin, did not drop it, did not let go, did not allow the enemy, this Satan, who's come against us even, he would not allow the enemy to defeat him. And this morning, as we give our lives to Christ, we walk in that same victory. We don't have to face these things. Far too often we're facing stuff every day, and God's saying, "Why are you facing this? Why are you letting this thing hassle you or bring you down or bring you into bondage? Because I paid the price. I've done it. It's finished." As he rose from prayer and he went back to his disciples, but it's a point that I want to make this morning. God has paid that price. There is such, he gave his son. Jesus has done everything this morning. There's nothing different. There's nothing I can go to God and say, "Well, I'm going through this, I'm going through that. I need you." God knows through his spirit. I want to explain to you this morning about the price. The sacrifice has been done. There's nothing, a lot of people say, "Well, you've got to do this, you've got to do that." No. All I've got to do is come to Christ. The price is paid already. There's nothing I can do to make it better. The one guy sitting on the cross next to Christ, he's got no chance of doing anything. He can't go say, "Oh God, I'm going to go and get my life right. I'm going to sort this all out. I'm going to sort everything out." He's on the cross. He can't get down. That's it. He's there. There's no chance. This morning, it's not by your works. It's not by your deeds. It's just because the price was paid. There's nothing we can do to earn it this morning. You don't have to go out and do a million things to earn it this morning. It's paid. It's just taking it. And that's the thing. It's just taking it up that Christ has already done it. So as I go through here, but when Christ came as a high priest of good things, and that now already there, he went through the greater, more perfect tabernacle that is not made with human hands. That is to say, it's an amazing place that God has said that he did not enter by means of the blood of goats and calves, but he entered the most holy place once and for all by the blood, his blood, the eternal redemption. The blood of goats will not be used anymore, or bulls, but by the blood of Jesus Christ. For this reason, Christ is the mediator of the new covenant, that those who are called may receive the promise of eternal inheritance, never again to be held captive, never again to be held in bondage, never again to be held under bondage. If we allow ourselves this morning, Christ has paid such a price. And by us letting ourselves be in bondage in all these hassles, we're saying that the work is not significant. That work is significant. And it's standing in that authority and saying, God, I'm taking what you say. I'm taking that I can be free. I don't have to live on this. Alcohol, drug abuse, afflictions. People sometimes suffer with terrible things. Are Christians? No, it's finished. We don't have to suffer. But the problem is we carry it. No one knows. Sometimes these boxes, these are beautiful, lovely. These represent people. But sometimes they look lovely, wonderful. But this morning, as we open it up, we see problems. All these things people are carrying. You can't see it, but we carry it. Not us. There's also people in the world, people out there. They're carrying these things. They stuck to it. I want to go to the cross. They're limited. They're stuck. They can't. They're chained. They want to see. I want to go to God. But unless you bring this, you bring us. If we don't bring these things to Christ this morning, we're going to always be in bondage. We're always going to be in that chain. We're going to be held captive. What is holding us this morning? What is holding us? What is causing us to be held back? This morning, another box. We all look fine, but inside the boxes, what is holding us? Anything this morning that is taking up all your effort? It doesn't have to be unforgiveness, hate, immorality. It could be that I've really battled to diet, to fast, and to get off. People battle with a diet. Their whole mind is consumed just to lose weight. That everything resolves. But why didn't they just take it to Christ? Take it to the cross this morning. Another thing. This morning, boxes and boxes. People, drugs, murder. People, how many people you know out there held back by drugs? Come, let's go to church. They're stuck. They can't. They're limited. They're chained. The devil has them. They want to, but they're chained this morning. They're stuck. What can I do? I'm stuck. Well, I want to tell you, these people, everyone, insignificant who they are this morning, they're all stuck. They want to serve God. They want to go to church. They want to hear. And even us, Lord, but these things are holding. These things are restricting us. This morning, what has control over your life? What has the enemy got in you? Or what does he want to try and do in you? What is he doing to hold you back? And you say, well, I want to serve God more. I want to do more. You can't. You're stuck. You're in bondage. A little thing, the enemy comes, try and restrict you. This morning, what is the enemy trying to hold back? What is he causing in your life that you think, ooh, I couldn't talk about that? You know what? I want to tell you this morning, this is very significant, this. I know that no matter what I'm going through, what is going on in my life, the cross is always open. This morning, the cross is open to you. It's right there. It's open. The only reason you're going through it is because you just got to bring it to the cross. There's stuff I've had to bring to the cross. Each of us can bring stuff to the very cross, and God will forgive it right there. So I'm in my bedroom, the cross. 24 hours a day, this cross is with you. It's in your room. It's in your house. And at 24 hours a day, we can go right to the very, very cross this morning. God wants to break it. He wants to set you free. He wants you to walk in freedom. But the fact is, when it's there, and maybe no one really knows, but God knows. And the fact is, all the time, it's just there. You kind of, I want to do it. I want to do it. I want to get free. I want to do what God tells me. And you're feeling this morning, I'm always held back. I'm always restricted by this stupid thing that I can't get over. I can't deal with this. It's pressurizing. It's got me. I'm down. I can't get over this. I'm hooked on drugs. I'm hooked on this. I'm doing sometimes that very thing that's consuming all your time has got you. This morning, doesn't need to be that way. God wants to break the chains. That's it. Done in Jesus' name. These chains he wants to break. No more. He says, enough with it. Get out. Gebel, get out. This morning, these things need to be taken. Right here. Laid at the cross. This morning, let's lay these things at Christ. Give it to him. He wants it. He doesn't want the devil to take control. Devil's got no right. This morning, the price was paid. Why are we taking it? No. These chains are broken. Get off, devil. No more. But if we don't bring it to that cross, we'll always carry it. We'll always be in bondage. We'll always be restricted. Why? Because that cross has all the significance this morning. It's not how good you are or what you've done. It's not about that. It's about bringing it to the cross where Calvary has paid the price and we don't have to be in that bondage. We don't have to be under that onslaught of the enemy. No, this is done. Christ has said it's finished. It's done. Crushed. No more. Get free this morning. Don't let the enemy. God says, I'm the king. I rule. I gave my son that this morning we would walk in that freedom, that we will purchase that. And this morning, I just want to lead you to Christ. I want you to know this morning, he said to me, listen to me, if you had to die today, right, you went to God and you went up to heaven. So we go up here, we're going up there. God the Father is sitting here, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. And as you're standing before the cross, and God says to you, why didn't you deal with that thing? I gave you my power this morning. Why did you suffer, my children? Why did you put yourself under so much pressure? Why did you take it upon you when I gave Jesus that he would help you this morning? I gave you Jesus. And that's my question. God's going to ask, why didn't you come to me? I'm there for you. No matter what you're going through this morning, it doesn't bring it to God. The first step, the devil wants to say, look at you. Look how wicked. When you come to God and you come to the cross and say, Lord, I bring it before you this morning. I bring it. There's no condemnation. The enemy has no right because the fact is he can go so far. When I've given it to Jesus, that's it. It's broken. God begins to work it because the enemy doesn't have that hold to be able to say, look at you, you shouldn't be doing that, or you should have done this. I bring it to Christ. I bring it right to the cross. And I know for a fact that right this morning, as we bring it right to the cross, these shackles, there's no more. Don't put up with it. We put up with far too much. Thank you, Lord Jesus. What I want to do this morning, I want to just play a song. And I want you this morning, bring that thing. Bring whatever it is that is consuming your mind, consuming your heart. And you think, I've tried so hard. I've done the very best. I've really done what I can. Well, God designed it that you couldn't pay that price. The bondage cannot be broken because by your own might, you would have done it. You can't. But it's by the Spirit of God this morning, by the Holy Spirit this morning, those bondages, those challenges, those things will be broken. But it's got to be brought to Christ. Not to man, not to anyone. This morning, when we're bringing these things, we're bringing it right to Christ, the resurrected, the powerful one that's paid that price. And we keep on each day standing on. Lord, I thank you that I commit this to you. I give this to you every day. When we give this thing to Christ, you'll know it's going to be broken. I've seen many lives set free from drug addictions, from alcohol, from whatever it is. The price is paid, and this morning God is going to do that. And I just think as we worship and I've got another beautiful song, as we come to Christ this morning, let us lay that thing. Let us lay that upon Christ this morning. And I know that you're going to walk in even greater freedom as you give it to Christ this morning. Don't hold it. Don't lift it. You know how heavy it is. We get downhearted and we get depressed. And Because why? We're trying our best to carry it. We're doing our best. God didn't say, do your best. He said, let Jesus, my son, in, because he paid it already. And sometimes we say, oh, I'm not going to do this. I'm going to walk. I'm going to do everything correctly. And you get tired. You're weary. You said, I've done my best. I've prayed. I've fasted. I've interceded. Give it to Jesus. Because he says, 1 Peter 1:5, cast all your burdens. And you know, I did something very prophetically. When you take something, cast it. I don't have it anymore. Why? Because I cast it onto Christ. Give it unto him this morning. Don't walk out of here the same, thinking, oh, I've got to carry this morning. I just want to, as we go into the last song there, and just allow the song where, bring it to the cross this morning. I encourage you. There's nothing, absolutely nothing, that you can bring to the cross that God will reject. He will not reject you. Don't come thinking, God's going to hate me for this. He's going to detest me this morning. No. Come to the throne. It says, come boldly to Christ this morning. Hallelujah.